Who here has already written by hand a letter to a friend, not a postcard, a letter, a real letter to a friend who goes to the postal mail to send it? Anyway, I'm not asking too many questions because of this. So yes, I see that many of you belong to this special generation. I hope you are aware you are in danger. Because we are the last generation doing this kind of bizarre.
Yes.
Nobody else will never do that in the future, probably. So we are in the situation today that the digital age is just starting. And many people think it's actually a dark age. And when the vice president of Google claims that, yes, we are throwing everything into a black hole, I feel concerned because I'm working at CERN, where we have specialists in black holes. So I was given this project to look at the digital memory of CERN, and then CCSD also points out all the risks that are taken by being nonchalant about preservation, digital preservation. The data is going to evaporate. Your data, my data, is at risk. There are many reasons why this is at risk, and I'm just pointing out a few of them here. You probably know them if you want to discuss some of them. I'm ready to discuss it with you later. But it's true, we have lost a lot, and we are going to continue to lose a lot. And I'm giving you an example. I'm asking myself, is my organization nonchalant or not? And this is this web page. Have you seen it before? No. It's the very first worldwide web page on CERN server. It was on info.cern.ch from 1990 to 1994, maybe something like that. Mm-hmm. And this page, of course, disappeared very quickly. I mean, in the 2000s, it was not available. It disappeared and it was reconstructed last year. All the site was rebuilt. Of course, it's not the original, it's not exactly like the original one, but it was rebuilt. And it's only in 2007 that CERN had a contract with the CERN Internet Foundation to start keeping the history of CERN web pages. But in both cases, we always have this internet server error. And so we continue to happily fill the cyberspace. And this is very complex because it's going everywhere. It's going to outside servers. I mean, internal information of CERN is going everywhere. Outside services, inside, even inside, we are going to many different software, different services. And some of them should be inside, but are also partly out. So, and I think this is true for many of the institutes worldwide, where the complexity of the organization of the content makes it very challenging to build preservation. And what is even more challenging is to kill this idea, retrace the present. And at the same time, I'm the first one, I'm trusting the CERN infrastructure, which is fantastic, redundant. I mean, that's one of the best performance in terms of bit preservation. The software itself with Invenio, many of the content is going to Invenio, and that's very safe, even if it's not fully OAIS still today. But it's also going to other software which are not so prepared to cope with the future. And finally, the services are very busy to take care of today, the current generation. Of course, Central Archive is still dealing with paper. So we have to build this, a memory factory. What I mean by the memory factory, we take all the digital, the analog content from the past, and this needs to be digitized. And then we consider managing all the assets with the ISO OAIS certification, so that we are building a dark OAIS archive to avoid the dark age. But I insist on the fact that that is dark because all the current live systems are taking care of providing the best possible interface to the users. So we just want to have a dark archive. It's cheaper, and at least you are sure you're not competing with other services. So we go for a dark archive on top of Invenio, possibly with a new module, possibly with Archivematica connections, all open source. And then the issue is still the sustainability, because the people who give the money are the old people. So you have to target these people. Old people are very, very, very sensible about keeping their stuff, their own stuff, all the work they've done during all the career. So my idea was to install a memory net. People living are going to make sure we do have ORC IDs for them, user IDs, connected to ALP, Archival Information Packages Store in IIS, connected to DOIs. And this is a wall of memory, basically. So we want to build a wall of memories that will give some added value to a digital boring archive, if I may say. And if this works out, we probably will prevent leakage of data, and we have a nice front end to the data archive. So just to conclude, if we continue like this, we will have to copy something like 60 times for 100 years for the each piece of content that is currently stored on magnetic disks. Maybe we will move to quartz engraving or to DNA-based storage, which are much longer term. It would be fantastic. It's not yet scalable, and it's not cheap enough today to do that, but we are looking at these solutions. And then I have a last question for you. And I think, I'm going to close, by the way. Suppose you would be given the option to provide to your great grandson the opportunity to look at your digital, at your memories, personal memories. Would you vote for
him? Yes, for sure. Poor guy, he has something else to do.
So I believe that this long-term structured, organized, powerful digital archive will come from the broad public because people will ask for keeping their digital memories. Thank you.
One quick question from anybody?
Yes, I think so. Where are
the 14 slides? Well, he's such an excellent speaker before I get really nervous here. This is joint work with Antonin. In fact, Antonin is the one who did most of the work because he's the developer of Disselin, even the concept of Disselin, and he should be there. But he is just a student. I mean, he's in his 20s and computer science student, and he can talk kind of like it. Okay, so what we are doing, what we want is to free our papers from the payroll. I am myself a mathematician, I'm among the 34 mathematicians who wants the Elsevier boycott, though we want something else. We want to recover control of our work, because we want the job, as you. Okay, the address here is dsen.in. Remember this, dsen.in. Just one thing to remember from the talk. Okay, so this is developed by Antonin. You see Antonin here. And Antonin, he deserves it. He's the only student who is Europe Open Access Champion. Go to the website of Europe, you will see him. He had a very nice interview. Then these are the other students from Ecole Normale. Actually, he's doing his PhD at MIT. He's just finished his PhD, he's too, and myself. Okay, go. I just demonstrate what is this anymore. So you have the platform, you just want you enter, if you no need to sign up at this stage, you just put your name, or if you have an ORCID, you enter a ORCID. Then, what does Disseminator do? It just crawl all over the web, using Crossref, using Base, and try to get a list of all papers for a given scientist. For each paper, it's indicated if it's open access, either green or gold. Here you see gold, here you see green. But more important, it gives you also the list of the paper which are not yet in open access. And it tells by checking Romeo, the policy for each publisher, it tells for each paper if you are allowed legally to deposit. And you see there is quite many papers which are allowed. And then we provide an upload button where we can deposit. Though here, this is, if you just click, this paper is not yet open access. But the metadata are findable, so these are the metadata, and then we found by Sherpa Rondo that you can, well, because this is a paper from the American Physical Society, it's a society which has a very nice practice that even the published version, I'm allowed to deposit right away on the day of publication, I can put it on the web. That's a good practice that any publisher should do. And though, then I deposit this. So, for deposit, you need to register because I want only the author to deposit the paper. Then I demonstrate another deposit. No, I say it's in Tukus, here you see. So now you get this, here you just have prepared your file, or PDF file, or full text. You drop it here, you click first that I want the Turkish version, then second click, you see then it's showing you your paper ready, and second click you deposit. Then you check that it's a paper successfully developed or not, deposit, and then I check on the web and I oh sorry and I found that now it's in Zenodo. Okay? So Zenodo, as you know, is a repository of OpenAI which is set at CERN. So, another, everything, all the software that Anton has developed is open source. It's on GitHub, so please go to GitHub, try it, help him, because we need help. Anton has started on the 21st of September 2014. If you look, it did most of the job. Very recently, we had a second, how do you call it, well, he's still like in 16 years old, who just helped us. And he's still at school, at second year of school. And we need more people to help, as you see, it's a very small team. And then, because we can list for each scientist, not if you're an institution or if you're just a group of people in a certain specialty. You give me the list of all your scientists, we run this admin, and then we provide the list of, for the theories from our institution, which is Ecole Normale Supérieure Paris. We have the list of the different departments. Then if you click on each department, you get the list of the scientists, you get the list of the paper, you click, then you see their paper, and you have the statistics also for the department, you have statistics for different communities. For instance, you see the chemistry. Only in chemistry, many publishers just forbid that you deposit. Chemistry especially, but in mathematics, in computer science, we don't have this problem. Last, and but not for the least, is something that Antonin has just invented very recently, is this idea, DOAI. What is the idea behind? The idea that normally when you want to go to a paper, you put the, you go to for the DOI, because this is the identification object for the paper. But then, instead of pointing to this dxdoi.org, you replace it by doio.io. Here is, I will demonstrate that for this paper. There is a paper, if you have this as doxdoi, you go there, you go to Elsevier. If you just replace it by DOAI, you go to the archive. Same paper on archive. Okay, conclusion. We don't want God. As simple as that, we are going to bankrupt science. I am going to stop publishing if they report upon as God, or I'm going to ask to be paid to do peer review, but sorry, the cost is going to be very high because I'm very useful. Then, what we want the green. And the green actually maintains a smooth transition because we can still maintain the whole system. You know, we are in a phase transition, even a metamorphosis. The previous system, which is just printing houses, with a certain business model for printing houses, they now we are electronic, it has nothing to do. It's something completely different. It cannot be made by continuity. Though we have to invent a new system, new business model, and but we should make sure that publishers let us do that. Of course, they want to maintain the old business model of printing house to the new millennium. Remember, we are the new millennium. Okay, so what we want publishers to become service providers. They should not own anything, in particular, they should not own the journals, because the journals is with the editorial board to do all the peer reviewing job. And though this should belong to the digital board, not to a publisher. Paper still belongs to the author. And
one question, and if we just have a microphone back as well. One question from anyone? Well, a quick one from me. So with the DOAI.io, is there a way that we can register DOI pairs with open access URLs?
Well, at this stage, it's something that he developed extremely recently. Though on my last slide, there was his email address. The best, I mean, go to dsem.in and get in touch. Yes, okay. So on the Monday, send him an email, send him that you like what he has been doing, and ask him all the details about DOAI.